when worship becomes a lie. Isaiah begins not in the temple, but in a courtroom. Heaven and earth are summoned as witnesses, echoing the covenant warnings of Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. God's charge is painfully personal. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. World English Bible. Israel's deepest sin is not mere rule-breaking. It is the refusal to recognize the one who has fed them. The ox knows its owner, and the donkey knows its master's feeding trough. The Hebrew word evus means a manger or crib. This verse helped inspire the ox and donkey in traditional Christian nativity art, though the animals are not mentioned in the gospel birth accounts. The symbolism is piercing. Creatures recognize their master at the feeding place, while God's children consume his gifts without knowing his heart. Sin makes us less attentive than animals. We enjoy breath, bread, forgiveness, and worship, yet fail to consider their source. Bloodstained hands raised in prayer. God rejects Judah's sacrifices, Sabbaths, incense, and feasts, not because worship is unimportant, but because worship had become an enacted lie. Hands lifted in prayer were full of blood. The same people who honored God ceremonially ignored widows, orphans, and the oppressed. The orphan and widow were not simply examples of private charity. In the ancient world, they often lacked land, legal standing, and a male protector to plead their case. To seek justice therefore meant confronting courts, rulers, bribes, and systems that profited from silence. Biblical holiness is never merely personal cleanliness. It is love made public. John Calvin observed that God does not separate devotion to himself from justice toward our neighbor. Isaiah goes further. Worship without mercy may actually weary God. The question is not simply, did I attend worship? But did worship make me truthful, courageous, and protective of the vulnerable? The God who removes fixed stains. Come now and let's reason together is not an invitation to a calm philosophical discussion. The Hebrew carries the sense of settling a legal dispute. Astonishingly, the judge offers cleansing to the guilty. Scarlet and crimson dyes were made to hold fast in cloth. They represented stains not easily washed away. God promises more than covering. He can reverse what appears fixed, habits hardened into character, guilt woven into memory, injustice embedded in a community. Yet cleansing comes through refining. God promises to turn his hand upon Zion and purge her dross. The same hand that judges also restores. Divine grace is not God pretending our corruption is harmless. It is his fierce commitment to remove what is destroying us. Zion is redeemed with justice, not from justice. At the cross, this mystery reaches its fullness. Righteousness and mercy meet, and Christ bears judgment to create a purified people. Isaiah's final word is sobering. We will either be watered gardens in God's care or dry tinder ignited by our own works. Even the chapter's Hebrew sharpens the choice. The obedient will eat, but the rebellious will be eaten by the sword. What we choose to consume may finally consume us. Suggested readings: Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 15 through 20, Amos chapter 5, verses 21 through 24, Micah chapter 6, verses 6 through 8, James chapter 1, verse 27, Romans chapter 3, verses 21 through 26. Suggested hymn, Let Your Heart Be Broken, by Brian Jeffrey Leach. Prayer. Holy One of Israel, expose every place where my worship has become a lie. Teach me to recognize your hand, seek justice, defend the forgotten, and receive your cleansing. Refine me without abandoning me until mercy and righteousness dwell in me together. Amen.